This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 2nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 23. It says there, "Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically, as something done for the Lord and not for men." End of quote. Oliver Wendell Holmes, who was an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States of America, said this, "It is faith in something and enthusiasm for something that makes life worth living." End of quote. Henry David Thoreau, an American essayist, poet, and philosopher, said, "Enthusiasm is a supernatural serenity." End of quote. Interestingly, beloved, do you know the word enthusiasm comes from a Greek word, entheos. Entheos means God within. Understanding this truth, Earle Nightingale, an American radio speaker and author, said this, "The happiest, most interesting people are those who have found the secret of maintaining their enthusiasm. God is within." End of quote. Indeed, it is not just faith in something, but it is the faith in God that produces true enthusiasm and makes life worth living. You see, we live in a culture where positive thinking is emphasized a lot these days. It says you need to think positively always. However, the truth is this, just positive thinking would not make you an enthusiastic person. Enthusiasm means something inspiring inside you or a strong excitement feeling. Of course, positive thinking people are generally successful than a negatively oriented person. Reading books that promote an optimistic thinking style would also not be just enough, although it helps. If you want to really enjoy genuine enthusiasm, as the Greek root word reveals, you must have God in you. When you have God in you, you will become enthusiastic in whatever you do and whatever role you find yourself in. When nations and communities take God out of their schools, colleges, and societies, the real passion and enthusiasm in whatever you do eventually fade away. Life becomes dull, discouraged, and depressed without God. The immediately preceding context of today's Bible verse gives a little bit more colorful background to today's insight. Verses 18 to 22 says this, "Wives, be submissive to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and don't be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they won't become discouraged. Slaves, obey your human masters in everything. Don't work only while being watched in order to please them, but work wholeheartedly, fearing the Lord." End of quote. Then our today's Bible insight appears. You see, as wives, husbands, children, fathers, employees, or whatever role you find yourself in your life, whatever you do, do it enthusiastically, as something done for the Lord and not for men. Your enthusiasm comes from the fact that is described in the first four verses of this chapter. Listen what it says. It says, "You have been raised to life with Jesus Christ. So set your hearts on the things that are in heaven, where Christ sits on his throne at the right side of God. Keep your minds fixed on the things there, not on the things here on this earth. Why? For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your real life is Jesus Christ. When he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his glory." End of quote. You see, you have the divine enthusiasm inside you because you have Jesus Christ inside you. Once your spirit was dead toward God. Now, because you believed in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, your dead spirit became alive. You are not walking dead anymore. You are walking in full life with God because God is inside you. Beloved, if you do not have God in your life, you can step out from your dull and hopeless life and step into the excitement and passion that he provides no matter what the circumstances are. It is possible because the sin issue that separated you from God was removed by Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. Jesus paid all your sin by his sinless and divine blood. Now you can get connected to God and have Him inside you when you repent of your sins and invite Jesus Christ into your life by prayer. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray with me. Father in heaven, having you in my life is the source of my enthusiasm. Now help me, Lord, to do whatever I do with eagerness and passion, as if I am doing it for you. May I do my daily task with my whole heart, because not to man but to you I am working and doing. In the name of Jesus Christ, thankfully I pray to you. Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.